Okay, here's an exercise for you. I'm going to call out a series of first names. Now, as soon as you hear each name, I want you to immediately associate that name with a specific location. Now, it doesn't really matter how or why you arrive at that location. Your brain is so used to making connections that it's sometimes difficult to keep pace with your own chain of thoughts. So, for example, if I say the name Lisa, you might immediately think of an art museum. Why? Well, maybe without realizing it, Lisa could make you think of the famous Mona Lisa and Da Vinci, hence the art museum. So if I say the name Bernard, you might be thinking of Switzerland and a St. Bernard's dog. Or the name Barbara, that might make you think of Barbara Streisand and a location in a film. I'm going to feed you a series of names now, nice and slowly, and just let that particular name suggest a place. So this is a personal thing to you. Okay, I'm going to feed you the names, each name, slowly. And try and get an associated place immediately, as soon as you hear the name. Okay, here goes. Michael. Karen. Peter. James. Caroline. Richard. Elizabeth. George. Mary. Bobby. So, did you notice then that as soon as you heard the name, you were able, maybe not in all cases, but you were able to think of a place, an associated place? Now, that's a very useful mechanism to have because we can use that now to store massive amounts of information about each person. Now, that's the mechanism of association. That's how it can work for you. So, this time, I'm going to call out the same first names again, but I'm going to feed you a surname. So what you should do now is, when you hear that name Michael, wherever you were thinking of, the surname I'm going to give you, I want you to create a little image and fix it to that backdrop, that mental backdrop. Okay, here we go. Michael Stamp. Karen Barber. Peter Baker. James Nietzsche. Caroline Taylor. Richard Glass. Elizabeth Fox. George Ford. Mary Nightingale. Bobby Kowalski. Okay, keep thinking all the time. Now, that was quite fast, even for me. But we're looking for immediate associations here. So let me at random just pick one of those surnames and see if you can remember the first name. So if I say Taylor, what are you thinking of? Who are you connecting that to? It should be Caroline. Okay, let's make it slightly easier. Let's do the first name first. So if I say Michael, you should be at a location now, and you should have fixed an image of Stamp. Okay, let's give you another first name. How about Mary? Where are you thinking of now? Can you see a bird there? Mary Nightingale. I'm going to give you another surname. Fox. Where was the fox? Because wherever the location is, that should trigger the first name, which is Elizabeth. Okay, and Bobby. What place were you thinking of when I said Bobby? And you had a pretty difficult name, Kowalski. Okay, and here are all those names together now. Michael Stamp. Karen Barber. Peter Baker. James Nietzsche. Caroline Taylor. Richard Glass. Elizabeth Fox. George Ford. Mary Nightingale. And Bobby Kowalski. So, how many of those did you get? I tried this test on a friend of mine recently, and she said she got 8 out of 10, but she had a lot of trouble with Peter Baker and James Nietzsche. And I said, why is that? And she said, well, I'm glad that those two people are out of my life, Peter and James. That's why I had trouble. I didn't really want to think about them. Now, here's what I suggest you do, and it's quite difficult to begin with because you're using your brain in a different way. Just to practice with, I suggest you flick through a magazine or a newspaper, and you know you always get unfamiliar faces there, and they normally put the names just underneath. Just try applying the techniques to see how many of those names you can remember. Now, you could do a competition with your family or friends, see how many you can remember. And the next time you're at a party, try it out. It's a great party trick, as well as a great exercise. Now, if you really get confident, why don't you use it in the work environment? It's a great way of meeting new people. In effect, it's a little bit like carrying a 3D internal filing cabinet. So you've got like a file on everybody. And once you've got a location for each person, then you just keep adding more and more images. If you remember in the example I gave you, Leo Taylor, he was on board ship on the Titanic. Now, if you want to build up more information about him, just keep adding more images. Maybe you can store his wife's name or the fact that he likes going skiing or that he drives a Chevrolet. Just stick the Chevrolet on board the ship. People are going to start saying, how do you remember all this stuff? Where's this guy getting his information from? Well, you're using this internal mental filing cabinet full of names. Don't tell them, just say you've got a good memory. You know, it's embarrassing to forget people's names. It's also one of the biggest compliments you can pay somebody, particularly if you haven't seen them for a long time. It's one of the biggest insults to forget somebody after a short time, like 30 seconds just after you've met them. How to win friends and influence people. Remember their names. Okay, in session 4, we're going to work more on names and faces, and I'm going to give you an exercise. So, until then, keep practicing the techniques that you've learned in this session.